This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A senior North Korean military official says that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at its long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Specialist teams were due to return to New Zealand's volcanic White Island Sunday to resume a land search for the bodies of two victims after the island erupted in a blast that has killed 15 people. Two four-person teams wearing protective clothing and using breathing apparatuses were to land on the island by helicopter. They hope to find the bodies, which have not been located since the island erupted December 6th. Six bodies have been recovered. Police divers were working in near zero visibility in contaminated waters around White Island Saturday to try to find the remaining two victims that left dozens severely burned. For the first time, police have released the name of one of those killed. She was 21-year-old Crystal Browett, a veterinary nursing student from Melbourne, Australia. This is VOA News. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention. As Naba Mohadin reports from Khartoum, that comes after he was convicted of corruption and money laundering.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England Saturday and pledged to repay their trust for helping to deliver a stunning victory for his Conservative Party in Britain's national election. Lauren Anthony has details.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson celebrated his election win on Saturday in the former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England. He pledged to repay their trust for aiding a stunning victory for his Conservative Party in Britain's general election.
And our priorities and their priorities are the same. And of course, they're getting Brexit done. But it is also delivering on our National Health Service, our education, safer streets, better hospitals, a better future for our country. That is what we are going to deliver. That is what we are going to focus on.
The results saw the crumbling of Labour's red wall of typically safe seats in working class areas across northern and central England. But these areas voted largely in favour of leaving the European Union in the 2016 referendum, meaning many voters were won over by Johnson's campaign slogan to get Brexit done.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. A group of men believed to be supporters of the Shiite Amal and Hezbollah threw stones and firecrackers at security forces deployed in central Beirut Saturday. The group had attacked the base of the ongoing national protests, apparently trying to storm it to prevent a gathering of anti-government demonstrators. The attackers approached the camp in central Beirut from a neighborhood known as a stronghold for supporters of Shiite Amal and Hezbollah. Hundreds of people were gathered as part of a wave of protests that have swept Lebanon since October 17th, furious at a ruling elite that steered the country towards its worst economic crisis in decades. The police fired tear gas canisters and rubber bullets as some protesters tried to push through steel barriers blocking paths to the parliament and the government headquarters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.